And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, recently in an interview at the Republican National Convention, Eric Trump, the son of former President Donald Trump, shared some interesting thoughts on the GOP's evolving platform.
For the first time in 40 years, the Republican platform does not call for a federal abortion ban. It no longer defines marriage as between one man and one woman.
Listen, at the end of the day, this country has real holes in the roof, and you've got to fix those holes, and you've got to stop worrying about the little, you know, spot on the wall in the basement.
Man, it's so disappointing to hear said out loud. We knew it was happening. We saw the Republican platform released recently, but come on. They're just taking a page out of Priorities for Dummies here. Fighting for the sanctity of life in traditional marriage is not equivalent to fretting over a basement wall stain while your roof caves in. Far from it. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'd argue that the foundation of our society is slightly more important than a leaky roof. And speaking of attention, it seems the fine city of Sacramento, California is giving Target stores a bit too much of it. According to them, the Sacramento city attorney has threatened a local Target with public nuisance charges. Their crime? Calling the police too often to report shoplifting. That's California Justice for you. Reporting crime is now a crime. According to the Sacramento Bee, Target locations in the city made a whopping 375 calls for service-related theft, robbery, and shoplifting in 2023, up from 175 in 2022 and 87 in 2021. Okay, so you know I'm not a math whiz, I admit that freely, but even I can see that's a pretty steep increase. But instead of, I don't know, cracking down on actual criminals, the city's brilliant solution is to threaten the victims. It's not a crime if you don't report it. Just let them steal what they want to steal. Leave us alone. Now, way to go, Sacramento. How California of you. And in Washington, President Biden is reportedly gearing up for his showdown with the Supreme Court. Word on the street is he's planning to push for term limits and an ethics code for justices. And that's exactly what the highest court in the land needs. More political meddling. I'm sure our founding fathers would be in support of this one. And finally, in a move that's sure to break the heart of the state of California, Elon Musk has announced he's moving the headquarters of SpaceX and Twitter, or X, out of the Golden State. The final straw? Well, it was a new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom that bans schools from notifying parents if their child identifies as transgender. Musk tweeted, or X'd, or whatever it is we're supposed to say now, quote, "Who would want to risk the state taking away their kids?" Who indeed, Elon? And that's it for today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.